And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. The Confederate Memorial statue on UNC campus, known as Silent Sam, was defaced this past weekend with spray paint cans. I was remembering a few years ago in Hillsboro, a man with a front-end loader ripped a SunTrust ATM machine out of the ground and dropped it into the back of his small pickup truck. The truck's axle broke, and he was arrested. But man, he gets an A for effort, huh? Which brings me to Silent Sam. Spray paint cans in the middle of the night? Not exactly inspiring. What you really need is a front end loader to push, a Ford F-250 and a winch to pull, and pretty soon you're dragging old Silent Sam down the middle of Franklin Street, shooting up enough sparks for your own 4th of July parade. But we have to settle for spray paint graffiti? I mean, the Union General Tecumseh Sherman burned Atlanta to the ground. Obviously, that was not enough damage. We have to follow that up with spray paint. But the American left, they believe, as ISIS does, that the path of righteousness lies in the destruction of historic monuments. But spray paint cans? Why not inspire us like ISIS does? Rip it up, tear it up, burn it down, blow it up. But spray paint cans? That's pathetic. It's like, what do you hear when you shake a spray paint can? Teeny tiny, itsy bitsy, little bitty ball bearings. I'm just saying. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.